The Light Bearers by Apostle Jacqueline Fedor. Logos number 3056 in the Strong's Concordance, the Greek dictionary, is translated as word. However, it also means thought, the mental faculty, reason, speech. So in the beginning, the word, or the thought of God, created all things. This word, or these thoughts, had life in them, that life is a light to men. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. If we could walk completely in that light, our dominion would be restored to us, as darkness cannot seize, overcome, or gain control of light. In the beginning of creation, the light conquered darkness, and in the end, light will dominate the city of God. There will be no darkness there. Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Revelation chapter 21, verses 23 through 25. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. The Word was placed in a bodysuit, suitable to live on this planet, to become a physical human example of how we are to walk in the light. He was to also become the perfect sacrifice that would be slain for the sins of all those from Adam on who had not obeyed God's thoughts or kept His word to remain in the light. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. Therefore, when He came into the world, He said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire," meaning the animal sacrifices, "but a body you have prepared for me, who was to be the light of the world and the final sacrifice." Though the Father breathed His thoughts, and therefore life, into Adam, mankind chose to listen to Satan's thoughts, his words, their understanding darkened, and Satan became his master. The life breathed into Adam's spirit departed, and the light to his soul was darkened. The enemy was allowed access as his mental faculty, or ability to reason, would now consist of both good and evil, unfit for God's kingdom. All descendants of Adam are just like him. John chapter 3, verses 19 through 20. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Many people like their lifestyle and do not want to change. In fact, they dislike those who have God's light shining from them, as it exposes what they are. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. We are born this way through no fault of our own. The only hope for mankind was to be born again, or recreated, to try again. John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Psalm chapter 102, verse 18. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 23. That you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. We are born evil, we must be taught to be good, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Our minds are where the battle of light and darkness is fought, the real Armageddon. When Jesus, the Word or thought of God, submitted to Satan to kill him on the cross, the intellect of the rebellious one really thought he won. But guess what? The Word of God conquers all evil intentions, as God's thoughts are past the understanding of Satan. His truth is perfect and as powerful as a two-edged sword. What an awesome plan! The Word of God allowed the religious system as well as the reigning world empire to do their best to destroy him. It didn't work. He resurrected, defeated Satan's kingdom by coming back as the Word, the life and the light, for those that choose to be born again. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now we must obey the Word. If we love Him, we will keep His commandments, or thoughts, which are written on our hearts. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Now by this we know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He who says, I know Him, but does not keep His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. We must obey them, as they are our light, and therefore our life. You see, to obey them is the centerpiece of our freedom from the world and its master. Think about it. To obey God's perfect laws, set by a Father who loves beyond what we can imagine, is our means of perfecting our environment. We can trust His judgments or thoughts on how His family is to function, which in turn sets us free from Satan's thoughts on how the world should be run. The world's people are slaves to a genetically evil nature, ruled by anger, lust, perversion of truth, on and on, where God's spiritual laws set our boundaries of what is righteous and perfect, producing peace and joy and freedom from the effect of sin, which is death. John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Romans chapter 6, verses 22 through 23. But now having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Apostle John saw the day the Word would completely conquer Satan's intellect, and all the dead works of man that this world is built on destroyed. Let us read with the eye of discernment. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. See Zechariah chapter 10, verse 3. Judah means praise. And he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So to be the enlightened ones that experience this victory, we must become the embodiment of the Word, or become the body of Christ. To step out of time in this world into the kingdom of light, the eternal age to come, we must wrap ourselves tightly in the blood-stained robe or be covered in the blood of the Lamb. Speak truth as a sword against lies, as in the word of our testimony, and stay always in the light. All creation eagerly waits for the transparent children of God to appear. The world is looking hopefully for the children of the new day to come on the scene with the message of truth and life eternal, the called, the chosen, the faithful, the light bearers.